Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Tanis Daf Ches, and we're starting Zayin Ubeis at the bottom with Halacha Zayin. And today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Marshmim Sarabatz Biyakam Moshe. Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Avru Elu V'Loinanu. These fast days passed and they weren't answered. So we already had our first two set of fast days. One was lighter, one was a little bit heavier. That they fasted for rain and nothing happened. So Bezin Gazin Oyd Shava Shehin Shloshes Reitanis Al Tzibur. Bezin Gazin another 7 fast days. So that's a total of 13 fast days. That's 7 plus the original 6. So he gives another 7. And Uma Elu Seris Al Rishonis. How are these last 7 fast days more chumr than the previous ones? So it has all the original chumras of the second set that they have to stop eating already when it's daytime, and has the chamesh shinuim similar to Yom Kippur, and there's an isser malacha. But there's even something more. Shebe'elu masriyin. With these, they blow shayfar v'noelas hachanuyos and they close all the stores. It's just that ubesheni on Monday, which would be the Monday of these fast days, matin imchashecha, they're mate. They're going to open the store a little bit as it gets dark, and we'll see what this means. Matin and uchamishi on Thursday, mutarin. It's Mutter, Mnekvot Shabbos, because of Shabbos, people have to go shopping for Shabbos, so it's a little bit different. And again, we're going to see in the Gemara what that's referring to. So Chesam Alpha on top of the Gemara says, reviewed in Breid Rav Chama, the Kfar Tchamin, he points out that these 13 fast days is Kibisoich Arboim Sha'asa Moshe Bahar. It's like the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in the mountain, because if you make a cheshbon of all the days in between the 13 fast days, because remember, these 13 fast days are Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, so if you make a whole cheshbon of them, not including Shabbos, there's 39 days in between, so that's like the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in the mountain. And Rabbi Yosei, he explains, why is it that there's not going to be more than 3 sets of fast days? The first set of 3, second set of 3, and then the third set of 7. Al shem she'in matrichin al tzibur yosei midai. That's because we don't trouble the tzibur more than necessary. 13 fast days is more than enough, and we're going to see what's done if they're still not answered, but it's not going to be more than 13 fast days. And Rabbi Rabba, he also points out, shema hayu shnei dvarim kigan etzirz kisham v'gavai masrin aleim. That if we have 2 things together, we're usually not going to fast about them, except for if it's a lack of rain and locust. So then we're going to blow shayfar, and that's a very big eis tzara. And v'loma b'ilin tartin milaya, why dafka with these 2 things? So Rabbi Yisrael Bunny explains, b'ilin tartin milaya, she'oreya rabbi, it's because with these 2 things, the markets go really high, it causes incredible inflation, when not only is there a lack of rain, but there's also locusts. That's a reason to proclaim a strong fast day and to blow shayfar. But if it's 2 other tzaras together, we're not necessarily going to do that. Now we explain the last part of the Mishnah where we said, u'b'sheni matinim chashecha. Then on Monday, so we're mate while it gets dark. What does that mean? So paseach echad v'noel echad. Then we open one and we close one. This is referring to the stores, which remember, they were closed all day. It's just that in the evening, people need food for the breakfast. So therefore, we're going to open one of the entrances of the store and keep the other entrance of that store closed. And so that's mate. It's like we're leaning a little bit. It's a soft opening, if you will. Just one door's open, not both of them. And that's so people could come in and buy whatever they need and then go. Now the Mishnah then said, u'b'chamishi mutar b'nei kvara Shabbos. On Thursday, it's mutter because of Kodesh Shabbos. The question is, what does that mean, mutter? Ma, paiseach ech v'noel echad? Does that mean that we're still only going to open one door and keep the other door closed? And when we say that it's mutter, that means that the entire day the store is open and not just towards the evening? Oy, paiseach shnehem. Or does it mean that on Thursday, we open both doors because it's Erev Shabbos, so we have both doors open? And we don't have an answer to the question. And moving on to Halacha Chas, the Mishnah tells us, avru elu v'loinanu. Let's say this last set of 7 fast days passed by and the Yidden were still not answered, it still didn't rain. So they basically go back to regular, there's no more fast days. However, mematan mamasu maton, they decrease, they minimize the amount of business that they do. Also, bebinyan v'netia, with building and planting, be'erson v'mesuin, getting engaged and married, u'b'she'el shalom b'nam l'chaveiroi, and saying shalom aleichem to another person, kibni adam ha'nezufin l'makoim, like a person who's been chastised by Hashem. When a person gets a stern talking to by their parent or boss or principal, so they usually walk around a little bit sulking, not so happy, a little bit quiet and reserved to themselves. They're not all bubbly and happy and cheery, going about having a grand old time at a party. And that's the way people are supposed to act when they went through 13 fast days praying for rain and nothing happened. Now, hayichidim, chazer misan nashiyotzu nisan, these individuals, these unique people, the parnasan al tzibur, which you mentioned a number of mishnayos ago, they go back and they continue fasting until nisan. So it's just a private thing, but again, not on a public scale. Now, yotzu nisan, if it already finished nisan, v'yardu geshamim, and then it started raining, simen klala, that's a sign of a curse. Remember, the pasuk says, haloi kitzir chitma hayayim, isn't it the wheat harvest today? And so we see that after Nisan, it's ready to harvest, it's not time for it to rain. Now the Gemara tells us, Amri Yeshua ben Levi, Hadadat Amar b'binyan shel simcha, that which you said, that we decrease building in this time after the whole series of 13 fasts and we weren't answered, that's referring to a binyan of simcha. And that's usually referred to as building a base chasen slobnoi. In other words, it's like setting up the chuppah and the whole simcha hall. That's something that we're not going to build. Avalam hayakos legoicha, soisrayu b'nehu. But if he has a wall that's leaning, means in danger of falling, so he could dismantle it and rebuild rebuild it. That's because it's not a binyan, he's just fixing something. And also, if he is going to build something, but it's not of simcha, he just, let's say, needs to build a wall of sorts or something like that, that's also not a problem, because again, it's not a binyan of simcha. However, Shmuel says, Kaisla de Ganoibe, he's only allowed to fix a wall that's leaning if it's one that he sleeps under, meaning it's a wall of his house, but not any other wall. Now going on to discuss getting engaged, so Rabbar Kayin Omar, Kumi Rab Yasa, and Rav Acha says, Bashim Rav Yaakov Ra'idi, Asr La'aris Isha B'Erev Shabbos, it's Asr to halachically get engaged to a woman Erev Shabbos. Now the clarification of this is Hadadat Amar, that's only said, Shloi Lasi Sudas Erisin, don't make a Sudas Erisin, which is what is supposed to be done when a person has a real Erisin. It's not just, will you marry me with a bouquet of flowers, it's a real halachic Erisin, and so there's supposed to be a whole Sudas Erisin. So the reason why it's not supposed to be done Erev Shabbos is because we're afraid he's going to be so busy preparing for the Suda, he's actually going to go into Shabbos and be Mechal Shabbos. Hala Ares, Yares. But if he just wants to get engaged, so he can get engaged, it's not a problem. And Shmuel Mishmuel says, Afilu B'Tisha B'Av Yares. Even on Tisha B'Av, one could be Ma'aris a woman, Shloi Kad Menu Acher, so no one else chaps her before him. Ask the Gemara, Mechal Shitas Yishmuel, we have a steam sheet of Shmuel. Tamanu Omar, over there he says, quoting a Pasuk, Elikima Shivichidim Baisa. Then Hashem settles individuals in a house, B'Maz Naim Lalois Hema Mehevel Yachad, and the Joshua of Mehevel Yachad, even when they're still Hevel, when they're still in their mother's womb, so they're considered Hevel, still Hashem makes them Yachad. In other words, Hashem decides who's going to marry whom even before they're born. And Mekayim Rachin over here, he's saying this, that you're allowed to get engaged even on Tisha B'Av so that no one else chops her. What do you mean? He just said the Joshua of this other pasuk is that a person's zivug is predetermined and you're not able to take that away. So the more answer is El Shalei Kad Menu Acher B'Tfilah, so somebody else shouldn't take her before him with Tfilah. You're right. A person has her zivug predetermined for them that no one could take, except if that person's dam and strong enough, so then they might be able to get that person whom they want. And that's what Shmuel is referring to, that you're allowed to be Ma'aris a woman even on Tisha B'Av so that no one else chops her through Tfilah. Says the Gemara, though, Afilu Kain, even so, even if a person does end up getting somebody else's zivug through Tfilah, like Haima, he's not going to end up staying with her because either he or she is going to die. We continue, the Mishnah had said, B'She'elas Shalom, that after these 13 fast days, we minimize number of things, and no She'elas Shalom B'Nam L'Chaveroi. Ask the Gemara, like Kain Tani, wasn't it taught, Ein Shalom B'Shalom Chaverim B'Tisha B'Av, no saying Shalom Aleichem on Tisha B'Av, Aval Mishimina said, Yaitis B'Safa Rafa, but we are allowed to respond to Yaitis, to simpletons who don't know that you're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem, so they said Shalom Aleichem to you, so you could respond with Safa Rafa in a soft voice, Aleichem Shalom, but you definitely should not be the one to initiate it. So we see very clearly that Tisha B'Av itself is Aser B'She'elas Shalom. And by that same token, 10 out of the 13 fast days that we've just been discussing now, is basically the second set of 3 and the last set of 7, those are very Chamer, they're like Tisha B'Av, so no She'elas Shalom over there either. However, it's Mashma not like that in the Mishnah, because what does the Mishnah say? That only after the fast days, you're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. Mashma, that the fast days themselves, you were allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. That's a stira. No, you're not. It's like Tisha B'Av. So the answer is no. L'yam Shemin and Taim Nitzercha. The deek that we're supposed to be making from the Mishnah, that She'elas Shalom is permitted, is referring to the days in between. In other words, these days that we're talking about now in the Mishnah, there's the Isser of She'elas Shalom. And for sure, regarding the fast days, 3 and the 7, also She'elas Shalom is Aser. But what about the days in between the fast days? So let's say we have our fast day on Monday and Thursday. What about Tuesday and Wednesday? Are you allowed to say Shalom Aleichem? The answer is yes. That's the diak that we're making out of the Mishnah, that the fast days themselves, you're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem, but the days in between those fast days, you're allowed to say Shalom. On the top of the Mishnah, it said, Yatzon Nisan Hagsham Simen Klala. Once Nisan finished, if it rains, so that's a Simen Klala. So Amar Bias Rabun, first of all, he clarifies, Wavad Nisan Shal Tkufa. This is referring to the Nisan of the seasons, meaning not Nisan, the month that we call Nisan. It means Nisan in the solar year, that Tkufa, that's called Nisan, which is basically the first 30 days after the spring equinox. So if after that it rains, that's not a good sign. Once again, it's not actually referring to the month that we call Nisan. And another clarification, Arshmor Yitzchak, Hadad Tamar, that's only said, B'Shalor Yodilhan Gisham Mikvar. That's if it didn't rain at all before Nisan, and the first rainfall is after Nisan, then that's a bad sign. Alvim Yodilhan Gisham Mikvar, but if it's some rain had already fallen, Simen Brachahain, actually it raining after Nisan is a Simen Bracha. Hajjalach Meim Sam Kirin, Mazar finishing the first paragraph of Mesechus Tainus, just like we Mesechus finished this paragraph together, we Mesechus finished the entire Mesechus Tainus together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right to the brand new parak, the Mishnah tells us, Seder Tiny is Ketzad. What's the proper order? What's the proper mahalach? What's done on a fast day? What we're about to learn over here is referring to the last 7 fast days. Those are the most chamer. So there's actually a whole mahalach, a whole procedure and production, if you will, of tefillah to try to bring about rachamim, to have rainfall. And that's what Mishnah is describing. So number one, Metzinsa Teva L'Rechavish Al'ir. The Teva, the Urn Kodesh, is brought out into the main square of the city. V'nosin Efer Mikla Gabi HaTeva, and ashes are placed on the Urn Kodesh. Ubarash Hanasi Rosh Abezin, and on the head of the Nasi, and on the head of the Abezin, and Vachal Echvachanotel Venesim Roshai, everyone else takes ashes on their own and puts it on their own head. Now, Hazakin Shebahem Armilfneim Divrei Kvushin, the elder one over there, he says words that are meant to be Kaivesh, to conquer, to subjugate people's hearts. And what does he tell them? Achenu, our brothers, Loina Rabanshi Ninveh, it doesn't say about the people of Ninveh, Vayarli Kimas Sakam is Tanisam, that Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. That's not the Iker, that's not the key. Ella Vayarli Kimas Maasehem, Kishav Midarkam Ara. It says that Hashem saw their deeds, that they repented and turned away from their bad ways. And that's the key. Don't just fast, but continue your evil ways. Do real tshuva. And Ukabalmahu Aimer, was it saying Navi Yael, Vayikru Levavchem Va'al Bigdechem Veshuvel Hashem Lekechem? Tear your hearts and not your clothing and return to Hashem. So the key is to do real tshuva. So another thing Mark explains a number of different things in the Mishnah and why we do them. Amar Rechim Barbali tells us, Vlam Yatsim Lachar V'Shitlir, why do they go out to the main square of the city? So it's Lamed to say, Chashvenu Ki'il Goyim V'Necha, that Hashem should consider it as if we went out to Galus, when a person leaves their place of residence and goes and travels in Galus in exile. So that's a Kapara. So this should be considered like Kapara. And Rav Shimon Levi gives another explanation, Lefishan Espalu B'tzinov L'Nenu, since we daven privately, quietly, discreetly in the shoals and we weren't answered, Lefikach therefore, Yatsu L'chutz V'Yisparsimu, that's we go outside and now it's becoming well known. That's a bizayin, it's an embarrassment, it's degrading, and that either brings about a kapara or that causes a person to be feel very down and contrite and cause them to do proper tshuva. And our Chibar Vav, he also tells us, V'lam Maitzin Satei L'chav Shalir, why bring their own kodesh out to the main square? And that's learned to say that Kli Echad Shalchem de Shayolanu, we have this one Kli of desire, it's a very precious Kli. Garmav and Nusenu Sheiz Baze, our sins caused it to be embarrassed and degraded, and that also causes tshuva. And our Chon Rabo Dparin Amar, he says, Avisenu Chipo Isa Zahav, our forefathers coated their own kodesh in gold. Nechipenu Isa Efer, we're covering over with ashes, that also should cause a person to do tshuva. And our Yaakov Jeremiah, he says, Vlama Tekin Bekranos, why are we blowing horns? That's learned to say, Chashvenu Ki Ilu Gamik Mehim Lefanecha, Hashem should consider it as if we're making noise like an animal in front of him, and that we're just like animals, and that should help bring about a kapara. And Rav Levi, he brings another minig that the Mishnah does not mention, Vlom Yitzin Ben Akvaros, why would they go out to the base Akvaros? And that's because Lamer to say, Chashvenu Kil Mesul Fnecha, Hashem should treat it as if we're corpses, as if we died. And Rav Tanchumi says, V'kulhen ba, there's everything over here being expressed. Im Yisano Chayavin, if we're Chayav Misa, and that's why we haven't had rain, Hare Mesim, it's like we died because by the base Akvaros. And Im Galas, if we're Chayav to go into exile, Hare Galim, so we exiled ourselves, we left the shoal. And Imra Avain, if we're supposed to be hungry, Hare Raven, we are hungry because we're fasting. We did discuss the Mishnah said, V'nosin Efer Mikla Gabi Ateva, that ashes are put on top of the Aron Kodesh, Al Shame, where does this come from? Ima Yonachi Betzara. The Pasuk says, I'm with you in your Tzara and your pain. Kaviyachal that Hashem is with Kal Yisrael in their Tzara. And Aram Zeir, he tells us, the Kol Zman Tavina Chami Loin Avdin Kain, every time that I saw them doing this, putting ashes on the Aron Kodesh, have a goofy rod, my entire body would shake because of this powerful sight of the Aron Kodesh being sown in his Bazet. Now, another discussion regarding this, Biyamit of Elon, the days of Elon, Havan Shavkin Arayna of Alin Line. After Shachris, they would leave the Aron in the city square and they would just go into their houses, leaving it unattended, and then they'd come back Minchatayin. However, Amalei Rabzeir told him, Loikin Tani, wasn't it as follows, that Lahim is Chafin Alea Kol Yoyim, that they wouldn't switch Shimrim, meaning they wouldn't leave one person there and then switch him out, let's say an hour later, and then have another person come an hour later to relieve him to sit with the Aron Kodesh. Ella, Echad HaYeshiv Mishamar Kol Yoyim, there's one person that sat guarding the Aron Kodesh the entire day, as we see clearly from here, that you can't just leave the Aron Kodesh in the city square and go home, take a relax, and then come back. You have to have somebody there watching it, because that's proper kavod. Now, further discussing these ashes, why do we have them? So, Rav Yudin Rav Nasha from Shmuel Bar Nachman, they argue about this. Chanam one says, Kidei l'hazker z'chus shel Avram, that's remember the z'chus of Avram Ravinu, and V'chanam, the other one says, Kidei l'hazker z'chus shel Yitzchak, that's remember the z'chus of Yitzchak, that kid is Yitzchak. Now, man, the Amri Kidei l'hazker z'chus shel Avram, the one who says that's remember the z'chus of Avram, so bein afar, bein afer, really, either dirt or ashes could be used, and why is that? Sol shem v'anechi afar v'afer, that's because of the pasuk Avram Ravinu said about himself, I'm afar and afer. Afar is dirt, afer is ashes, and if we're remembering this chus of Avram, that he said this about himself, so we don't need to use ashes, technically dirt is also okay. Whereas Man Amar Kedei L'Hazker Chus of Yitzchak, according to Man Amar, that we're remembering this chus of Yitzchak, Obavad Afer, it has to be afer, it has to be ashes. Why? Because Rayin Afar Shel Yitzchak Kilo Tzar V'al Gamizbeach, reviewing the ashes of Yitzchak, where he's willing to give himself up as a carbon, as if they're on top of the Mizbeach, and so it has to be ashes, it can't be dirt. Now, Rav Yudah Bar Pazi, Kan Hava Nafak Tanisa, when he went out to the city squared, because it was a fast day, Hava Amar Kumehain, he would say in front of everyone there, Achenin brothers, Kol Ma Deloi Mata Shim Shel Gabei, anyone who the Shamish didn't get to him with the ashes, Yosef Afar, he should just take dirt, Vitin Gereshe, and put it on his head. So you see clearly the Rav Yudah Bar Pazi, how like the first Shita, that it's either dirt or ashes. Let's continue explaining a little bit more. We had said, Ubaresh HaNasi, that ashes are placed on the head of the Nasi and the Abezdin, and Rav Techlifa Kasaria, he explains, why says that we place it on his head, kidei lefar samai, in order to make it much more well known. What does that mean? Loi daima hamizbaz me'atzma, mizbaz me'acher. There's no comparison if someone embarrasses himself as opposed to if somebody else embarrasses him. And the Nasi is the most chashuv one here, and somebody else putting ashes on his head is going to be a great embarrassment to him, and that's going to cause a great tshuva. Maybe it's also some sort of kapara, and that's why it's done. Now, Ksiv, the pasuk says, yetzei chosin mechadre v'chal mechupasa. And this has to do with a fast day. What's the relevance? Tassam alf on the top. The Gemara explains, yetzei chosin mechadre zeh aron. This is talking about the aron kodesh, and v'chal mechupasa zeh atar. This is the Torah, and we know that we bring this out into the Rechav Shal ear. Tavrach, another explanation is, yetzei chosin mechadre zeh hanasi. That's nasi coming out, and v'chal mechupasa avbezin. That's avbezin. They come out to the Rechav Shal ear. And Rechav by Amr the Review the Nasiya. Rechav by told Review the Nasiya, Pike Iman, come out with us, utza archa avar, and then your tzar is going to pass, meaning the entire tzar is going to pass, because when Nasi comes out with everyone, that's a real cause for everyone to be answered. And Rav Yaisa says, Hada Amr, this tells us that Ilan Tanyasa, Danan Avden, these fast days that we make, less Inun Tanyan, they're not real fast days. Lama, why is that? The less Nasiya Iman, because we don't have the Nasi with us. As we see the importance of having Nasi out there on these fast days, we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.